Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lyme disease is one of the most common infectious diseases in the U.S. The government says about 329,000 people are infected every year, suffering body aches, joint pain, even serious neurological problems. But there might be another tick-borne bacterium, the Swiss agent, complicating Lyme infections. Charles Piller is the West Coast editor of STAT, the National Health and Medical Publication, and our weekly partner. He joins us by Skype. Charles, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Robin.
And what is this Swiss agent?
The Swiss agent was discovered by this guy, Willy Burgdorfer, who's the discoverer also of the causative agent of Lyme. And the Swiss agent was found earlier. It was thought at the time possibly to be the cause of Lyme. Further research showed that it wasn't the cause of Lyme, but they had vowed to continue to look into it, thinking that it might be a significant organism or possibly still a cause of Lyme. They just didn't get around to completing that research. This was back in the late 70s, early 80s. Then the cause of Lyme, a different microbe, was found. And the research into the Swiss agent was ostensibly forgotten and dropped.
Well, we know that after Willy Burgdorfer died, documents were found, you know, tucked away in his garage. On one, he'd written a note. It's kind of chilling because he even writes, "I wondered why somebody didn't do something. Then I realized I was somebody." Sounds like he was criticizing himself for not following up on the Swiss agent.
Well, one of his closest colleagues, a professor at Stony Brook University, feels that it shows clear remorse that he didn't follow up on something very important. That note that you just read, it's intriguing and mysterious, and it makes you wonder, what was it about this that so intrigued Burgdorfer and that so worried him in his later years?
Well, what are some of the complications that we're seeing now that might be clues to that? I mean, what are some of the things that people suspect might be happening with the Swiss agent now?
Well, there are a couple things that are newly understood over the years since the discovery of the Swiss agent. One is that it's been associated with a wide range of extremely serious human illnesses, including heart ailments, and a variety of problems that mimic or overlap the symptoms of Lyme, especially the Lyme that's untreated. As a result, there are many who think that these kinds of infections might be confusing the diagnosis and treatment of Lyme.
Well, many people know there are controversies within the medical community about Lyme. Some people aren't believed. There's questions about diagnosis, and this might have something to do with that. But meantime, going forward, Charles, we're presuming that a lot more people are going to take a closer look at the Swiss agent.
Well, experts at the CDC and also at academic institutions have already said that they can do a comprehensive look in human blood and also in ticks to learn whether this Swiss agent is infecting people in Lyme endemic areas in the United States. If it is, it could be causing confusion in the diagnosis and treatment of Lyme for two reasons. One is that it could be causing a co-infection with Lyme that complicates diagnosis and treatment or worsens Lyme. Second, it could be causing independent infections that people mistake for Lyme.
That's Charles Piller, West Coast editor of STAT. Charles, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.